USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed a man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
In Philadelphia,
stop World War and occupation! Money for jobs and education!
One of several anti-war protests around the country. Demonstrators say the U.S. may end up going to war in the Middle East again with even more deadly. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government would invest $20 million to lease four new water bomber planes, on top of a $26 million investment already for this year. He said the two aircraft would arrive within the week, and that Chinook helicopters from Townsville and other military aircraft would assist. Around 4,000 people, including some 3,000 tourists, had been stranded in the small Malekuta town in East Gippsland region since they took shelter on beaches as the fire came near them on New Year's Eve. The Australian Navy came to evacuate them. So far, 23 people have been killed and a half a billion animals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Several drug makers have increased their prices. USA's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A federal judge has ruled that Lev Parnas, an indicted associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, can give Congress phone data and documents related to the impeachment investigation. The House Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for the materials in its impeachment inquiry. His attorney says he expects the data to include documents from his Florida home and a complete readout of his iPhone. Prosecutors say Giuliani recruited Parnas and another associate to help President Trump dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Prosecutors allege they made donations to U.S. politicians on behalf of foreign interests and filtered foreign money through a bogus energy company. Parnas has pleaded not guilty. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.